looking at our world from a theological perspective. This is the Theology Central Podcast, making theology central.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is Monday, October the 23rd, 2023. It is currently 1:15 p.m. Central Time, and I am coming to you live from the Theology Central studio located right here in Abilene, Texas. Now, this is one of those episodes where it's probably going to be a good indicator to you what is consuming me right now, and you may be hearing a lot about it moving forward. This is one of those situations where I've been kind of consumed with an idea, and I don't know what exactly to do with this idea. I've got more ideas and how to take this idea and to turn it into something else, but then I don't want to commit myself to some big idea that I won't be able to pull off. But I am greatly I've been bothered by something for a very long time. And I've probably, if you look throughout my life, there's been different times I've tried to engage this problem to some level, and then I'll kind of back away from it and try to go pursue other things. But then I find myself right back here. And some recent developments that have been reported in the news has me now once again going, who's going to be the one to step up and address this problem? I know I don't think I'm the right person to address this problem. I don't even know if I'm the right person even to attempt to help this problem, but it's a problem that must be dealt with. Now, I know right now, we've got the ongoing situation in Israel. That situation continues to escalate. We've talked about that. We've talked about how Christians are pointing to certain scriptures as a fulfillment, and we've been talking about that. Also, we know we have the tabernacle study that we had just started. There's so much going on. But what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to kind of go back in time in this episode. And this is going to be kind of weird. I know it may come across as being self-serving, but we're going to be reviewing audio where we're reviewing audio of me. All right, so I'm going to be reviewing my own audio from years ago where I dealt with a situation live on the air, and we're going to deal with the situation again, and then we're going to try to advance this conversation. Let me just read to you from a report that was released. To see, do I have a date here for when this was released? This was published on Friday, October the 20th, 2023. So on Friday, October the 20th, all right? Here we go. Trump attorney Sidney Powell pleads guilty in Georgia election subversion case. Trump attorney Sidney Powell pleads guilty in Georgia election subversion case. Now, as soon as I saw Sidney Powell in the news, I was like, go figure. Amazing. Because it was years ago, I was turning on this microphone. Actually, it was a different microphone back then. I was turning on a microphone, and I was telling everyone about Sidney Powell. And I was reviewing audio from a Christian radio program talking about Sidney Powell. And I was having some serious, serious issues with how a Christian news program was choosing to address the situation. But here's a little bit from this article. Again, Trump attorney Sidney Powell pleads guilty in Georgia election subversion case. Here we go. Former Donald Trump attorney Sidney Powell has pleaded guilty in the Georgia election subversion case one day before her trial was set to start. As part of her guilty plea, Powell is admitting her role in the January 2021 breach of election systems in Coffee County, Georgia. With the help of local GOP officials, a group of Trump supporters accessed and copied information from the county's election system in hopes of somehow proving that the election was rigged against Trump. She pleaded guilty Thursday to six misdemeanors. Six counts of conspiracy to commit intentional interference with performance of election duties, a significant reduction from the seven felonies she initially faced. Now, it goes on, tells us more. Of course, the big part of this is she will have to now testify against Donald Trump. So what is that all going to mean? But I want to talk about how the Christian news media handled Sidney Powell way back when everything started, right when conservatives and Christians and Republicans were running around going, the election was stolen. And then we had January the 6th, and then it turned into, well, that wasn't Trump supporters. That wasn't Proud Boys. That wasn't Oath Keepers. That was Antifa. That was ISIS. That was the FBI. And it was conspiracy, 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 misinformation, misinformation, accusation, accusing people. And I was there kind of in the midst of all of that storm going, this has got to stop. As Christians, we should be the ones not involved in this. We should be the ones saying, we're not going to bear false witness. We are going to put away lying. We're going to speak the truth. We're not going to engage in this. I was the one yelling and screaming, and I was told that I was a communist, that I was Antifa, that I was a liar, that I was a liberal, that if I was truly a believer in Christ, I would be a Republican, and if I was truly a believer in Christ, I would support Trump, because no believer in Christ would ever speak again. And it was just this ridiculousness that I found myself in the storm facing. And all I was attempting to do was like, guys, we got to stop this nonsense. We got to stop the QAnon nonsense. We got to stop the lying, the disinformation. We got to stop it. But there was no room for that. There was no room for that. Early on, I was like this whole Sidney Powell situation. But I was told by Christian media, Sidney Powell was the person to listen to. She knew if anyone was going to prove the election was a fraud, it would be Sidney Powell. She was coming in on her white horse to save everyone. And I was kind of like, I'm not so sure about this. So let's go back. We're going to listen to a little bit of audio from a program I did years ago about some of these situations. And we're going to try to advance this a little bit. And see what I don't know what the solution is. I don't really know what the solution is. As far as the world is concerned, now this is very important. If I'm looking at the world, people who don't claim to be Christians, look, what do I expect from them? I don't expect them to care about truth. I don't care about them worrying about whether they're bearing false witness. Their whole worldview is so opposite ours. But when it comes to Christians, what in the world are we doing? But at the same time, when we look at the world, what I see right now is a world that is completely divided in like two separate realities, and that both sides are committed to their reality and they don't want to hear or see any information that would contradict it. And as soon as you say that what you believe, what your information is incorrect, they will immediately accuse you of, that's fake news, I don't believe it. So everyone seeks information that simply confirms what they already think, confirmation bias. They live in these little echo chambers, It's detrimental to the future of our country, to the future of democracy, to the future of reality. You can't live in a little bubble saying this is my reality and don't say or do anything that would contradict it. And I only seek information that continues to build this fake reality that I've created for myself. There was a time that you would think that people cared about facts and logic and reason and thinking and information. But it slowly has deteriorated, but it's just as bad inside the church as it is outside the church. I don't know how to fix it outside the church. I really don't know. I don't know. The media is just as divided. You got media for this camp and media for that camp. Well, why do we have two different media, news medias for different camps? There should be one news media, and the news media should care less who it offends. But it doesn't work that way. But inside the church, the same thing happens. You have people who only want to hear. Someone says we each live in our own algorithm. The algorithm assists us in finding what we want to find. That's very well put. So I'm done. I'm going to quit. They should have their own podcast, and I'm done podcasting, because I don't know why I didn't think of it that way, but that's very well said. That's actually brilliant. We each live in our own algorithm, and the algorithm assists us in finding what we want to find. That's what happens. But the same thing happens within the church. And so people live in these, like, here's, this information is correct, that information is wrong. It's like, well, why? Because you don't like the other information? If you don't, so fake news really means if I don't agree with it, it's fake. If I don't like it, it's fake. And we're not willing to hear any different perspective. So then it's like, is it up to the pastor to step behind the pulpit and go, guys, stop it with your conspiracy theories and your bias and your ideological blindness. You got to stop this. But if the pastor tries that, he's going to be booted out in 5.2 seconds. So I don't know how you're supposed to deal with this problem. But let's kind of take a walk into the past to kind of see what I was doing in the past. And we're going to try to move this to the future. I don't know if I have any good ideas here. I don't know if I have any good ideas. Because any idea that I have would require, you know, 24/7 amount of work. And I don't want to, I don't know. In a roundabout way, I tried to fight this problem in the past, which was absolutely detrimental to myself. So, we'll just see what happens here. Let's go back. This is all about Sidney Powell. All right. So let's go listen to what I was saying a couple of years ago. It's going to be weird. I'm trying to delay this. I don't really want to review myself because I hate listening to myself. But I feel like I need to do this to just try to put this into some kind of historical context. So here we go. This very podcast, Theology Central Podcast. I think I was broadcasting live from the sanctuary of Victory Baptist Church. You're going to hear my intro. This goes way back before we had the music, the spoken intro. This goes way back. This is going way back. Are you ready? Maybe not that far back, but it feels like it's way back. Here we go. Good morning, everyone. It is Saturday, March the 27th, 2021. It is currently 8:59 a.m. Central Time, and once again, I'm coming to you live from Victory Baptist Church, located right here in Ovalo, Texas. All right, March of 2021. That seems like 37 years ago, doesn't it? It feels like I don't even have words to how long ago that feels to me. It just feels like from like 2019 to 2023 has been like 127 years. It is just so crazy how much has happened in the world, in the church, it's just everything. Okay, but let's go back and listen. It's very uncomfortable for me to do this, but let's go back and listen and see what was on my mind way back then. Let's go listen. And what we have to do this morning, if I don't lose my voice, what we have to do this morning is very frustrating, at least for me, because of all the things that I want to be talking about in the month of March 2021, it's not the election of 2020, but that's exactly what I'm going to have to do this morning, because some more information is coming forth. And because this information is coming forth, we have to talk about it. And I'm telling you, it is very frustrating. I don't want to talk about it, but we have to. And we have to start with I think what we need to do is we need to put down a very important scriptural foundation. I think that's what we need to do by reading two passages of scripture. These are very straightforward, very simple, but for some reason in 2020 and the first part of 2021, Christians, I guess, forgot that these passages were in the Bible. I guess they forgot that they... I'm laughing to myself because in 2023, now I could be wrong. I don't know which passages. I have not listened to this audio since... Well, I've never listened to this audio. So I don't know. I don't remember exactly what I was going to say. But right before I went on the air today, October the 23rd, 2023, I grabbed my journal, I opened it up, and I wrote two scripture references down. Exodus chapter 20 in Ephesians chapter 4. Because I was going to use these two scriptures to address the same problem that I was addressing then, that I'm going to address today, and I felt that these two scriptures laid down a scriptural foundation. In fact, my intro almost was, we're going to start today, but let's first lay down a scriptural foundation. I almost inevitably repeated kind of how I approached it back then, but let's see if I could be wrong. Maybe it's not the same scriptures. I have a feeling that it is. And if it is, I'm just going to laugh to myself. I guess the one thing it shows that my thinking on this has been relatively consistent since 2021, because there's lots of issues. My thinking changes constantly. So we'll see. I have Exodus 20 and Ephesians 4. You can start placing bets now to see if I'm right. Now, I know you have no way of knowing for sure if I did not listen to it first. So technically, you may not believe me. But I'm being honest with you. I grab my notebook right before we start and go, okay, how do I want to begin? I'll begin with a scriptural foundation. And I wrote those down. And then when I started, I decided not to go that direction. But let's see if I was thinking the same thing. Here we go. Let's go back to March of 2021. Here we go. They were there. I guess they decided they were no longer applicable, that we no longer had to follow them, because what we witnessed within Christianity was absolute insanity, and it had everything to do with the election of 2020. And here I am in 2021. Now I have to go back and talk about this one more time. Are you ready? Here we go. Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20, verse 14. Exodus chapter 20, verse 14. Now, we're in Exodus chapter 20. You know, 10 commandments. So these are very straightforward. I mean, the 10 commandments, the commandments that Christians run around and they want them posted everywhere. They want them posted in the public school. They want them in the courthouse. They want them everywhere because the 10 commandments is what the world needs to get back to, right? Exodus chapter 20. I think I said verse 14, Exodus chapter 20. Let's go to verse 16, Exodus chapter 20, verse 16. Thou shall not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shall not bear false witness against thy neighbor. You should not be telling lies and spreading lies and bearing false witness against your neighbor. Christians should not do that. We should not be bearing false witness, making false claims about anyone or about anything. God is the God of truth. He hates lies, and he wants his children to speak the truth. Do not bear false witness. That's pretty straightforward. That's very simple. That's basic lessons taught in a Sunday school classroom for children. We should all understand that, right? I think we should. Let's go to the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians. I'm laughing at myself because I have here in my notebook, or my journal, Exodus 20:16. See? And then I have Ephesians 4. I can tell you, I'm going to tell you which verse I think I'm getting ready to read. 25. Because these concepts, I thought the Christian church had forgotten them in 2021. I think the Christian church had forgotten these principles going all the way back to the 1990s when it was Christians spreading lies about the massacre that occurred in Sandy Hook, claiming that children did not die and it was a false flag and that there were crisis actors. That it was back in the 2000s. Going back to the 1990s, it was other issues about Oklahoma City bombing and other issues. Then when Sandy Hook happened, I've been dealing with these issues going back to the 1990s and into the 2000s, 2010s. I've been yelling and screaming forever about conspiracy thinking and lies, whether it was things about 9/11, COVID, Sandy Hook, Oklahoma City. I mean, in fact, in some cases, I felt Christians sounded more like Alex Jones than they did anything else. And whenever I would try to call them out on fraudulent information and making claims, the things Christians said about Obama, utter, absolute, bearing false witness and lies, utter lies. None of those things ever came to pass. There was a time that on sermon audio, I heard people broadcasting saying, oh, the flu vaccine, It's taking the mark of the beast, and it has these things in it, and it's going to kill you, and that we're going to be put in FEMA camps, and we're all going to be killed, and it's all of those things. None of them happened. They never came back. They never apologized. They made accusations against everyone from Bill Gates to Obama to Hillary, and guess what? They just lie, and it's all okay. So, I've been dealing with this literally since the 90s because I've watched Christians do this over and over and over and over and over and over again. In fact, I could go back to the 80s when, before I even became a Christian, it was very popular in the 80s in churches here in West Texas to have these little Friday night or Saturday night conference against rock and music, against rock and roll, against MTV. This is the work of the devil. And then they would be up there playing, you know, a clip from a song or reading lyrics. And time again, they misrepresented the lyrics. They made claims about bands that were not accurate, were not true. And they bear false witness. And when they were confronted about, that's not what that song is saying, that's not what that artist said, did they ever care? No. Just keep promoting the lies. And when it's the Christian church you can't trust. I go back to the 1990s. I remember my pastor making claims about Promise Keepers that was completely fraudulent. In fact, I contacted the Promise Keepers headquarters, got the information, confronted him, and all he did was get mad that he was confronted. You're lying from the pulpit. Stop bearing false witness. Christians have an insatiable appetite for sensationalism and exaggeration, hyperbole, and lies in which they bear false witness against other people. And then just add in gossip, tell bearer, share secrets. We want dirt. We want to destroy people. It's ugly and it's horrible. So I was worried about how Christians were bearing false witness 2 years ago. I was worried about how Christians were bearing false witness in the 2000s and the 1990s and in the 1980s. And I've always said, I don't care who you're talking about. You can be talking about Anton LaVey, the founder of the Satanic Church and the writer of the Satanic Bible. You have a moral responsibility as a Christian that whatever you say about him, you do not bear false witness. Chapter 4, verse 25, the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 25. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. We are not to bear false witness. We are to put away lying, and we are to speak every man truth with his neighbor. Do not bear false witness. Put away lying, speak the truth. Simple, basic Christianity 101. But for some reason, at the end of 2020, going into 2021, Christians decided, nope, we don't have to follow that. We don't have to follow that. Let's spread every crazy idea that we can, especially as it related to the election, especially as it related to voter fraud, to the Dominion voting system. Christians were out there saying all kinds of things, making all kinds of accusations, claim after claim after claim. And even when the evidence was shaky at best, even when the evidence was being called into question, even when people were out there saying your so-called evidence is fraudulent, it's a lie, you're misrepresenting things, you're spreading lies, did that stop Christians? No, they doubled down. Did that stop Christian radio? Oh, absolutely not. Christian radio was committed to this idea, and they were not going to stop. You don't believe me? Let's go back in time and listen to how, Christian radio was conducting themselves. You ready? Here we go. All right, now, there I'm going to review audio, and I'm going to review audio from American Family Radio, which is a network of Christian radio stations that is extremely conservative, claim to be Christian, they raise money like they are a ministry, And they definitely are involved in the news. All right. In fact, I subscribe to American Family Radio News podcast that comes in the morning, afternoon, late afternoon and evening. I think there's 4 episodes a day. It's about 10 minutes long and it's news from supposedly a Christian perspective. There is nothing Christian about their so-called Christian news because, one, forget Christianity. They don't even seem to understand basic journalism 101. I can give you some of the basic tenets of journalism, the basic principles of journalism. Number one, truth and accuracy. Number two, independence and objectivity. Number three, fairness and impartiality. Four, transparency and accountability. Five, responsibility and public interest. Number six, privacy and sensitivity. And number seven, professionalism. Those are the basic tenets of journalism. Let me go through them again. Truth and accuracy, independency and objectivity. Number three, fairness and impartiality. Number four, transparency and accountability. Number five, responsibility and public interest. And number six, privacy and sensitivity. And number seven, professionalism. Those are the basic tenets of journalism. Basic tenets. And one of the things I used to have a great, great love for the concept of journalism going way back when I was little. And I've told the story 1,000 times every day when the Abilene Reporter News would come to our house. Now, this is not the Abilene Reporter News, but it's a newspaper. Every time I loved getting the newspaper when I was a little kid, I read everything. I would take a little pencil and I would circle things and highlight it and like, okay, ooh, what's going on? I was reading the newspaper. I was little reading the newspaper. And right on the top, right there at the very top, it said the Abilene Reporter News. And underneath it, it said, with or without offense to friend or foe, we speak or we tell of the world exactly as it goes. And I loved that. Yeah. Yeah. I love that idea. We don't care if we offend our friends. We don't care if we offend our foes. We're going to tell of the world exactly as it goes. I was like, man, I'm down with that. I love that. I love that concept. Don't back down. Tick off everyone. Don't go with what people tell you. I love that concept. I love that concept. Okay, but, well, sadly, and you could argue that there was no basis. There was no real moral basis maybe for the world to maintain that perspective. But what has happened is Christianity has thrown out those same basic principles dealing with journalism, that the Christian world is no better at telling the news than the world is telling the news. And you can argue, and this is what has happened, because a certain individual who had a lot of power, who was very popular with Republicans and Christians, who, I don't know, used to be the president of the United States, started this fake news, 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 that now what we've done is anything we don't agree with is fake news. That's not rational. That is illogical and foolish. But guess what? It should be Christians who should be committed to those basic principles of journalism. In fact, forget the journalists. You as an individual, whenever you post something on social media or you say something, you're the one who's supposed to be not bearing false witness. You're the one who's supposed to be putting away lying and speaking the truth. When the war and a time of universal deceit, it should be the church that is the light going, hey, I don't know what's true. I don't know what's false, but I know there's one group of people who I can go to, and whether that truth makes them look bad or whether that truth makes them look good, they will speak the truth about what's going on, and that would be Christians. But the problem is we're no better than the world when it comes to this. Not even when reporting the news. So what was going on now? And when I reported this in 2021, this is very important. When I reported this in 2021, I was still referencing things that had happened earlier than that. Let's go listen to what I was getting ready to play. Here we go. I don't know which clip this is, so I may have to go back and forth here for a second. I think it's this clip. Here we go.
This is Focal Point with Brian Fisher on American Family Radio.
Howdy, and welcome back to Focal Point on American Family Radio. of Muscular Christianity on Conservative Talk Radio, and I am your host.
Please note, Focal Point, the home for Muscular Christian Radio. Muscular Christian Radio and Conservative Talk. Please note how those two ideas come together. Conservative, political conservative talk and muscular Christianity. Because, you know, if you're not conservative politically, then you don't have a muscular Christianity. I don't really know what muscular Christianity is, but hey, this is American Family Radio. This is a major Christian radio network who will tell you whenever they're raising money that they're a ministry. They're a ministry trying to bring people to Christ, trying to bring people to Jesus. That's their heart. That's their passion. But they spend a whole lot of their day talking about politics and making claims like this. Let's listen.
President-elect Brian Fisher, happy to have you in the conversation today. Now, I've got a series here of five absolutely dynamite sound bites. Buckle up, because this is going to rock your world. These are sound bites from Sidney Powell. She is one of the most powerful and effective lawyers in the country. She's the one that got the bogus charges against Lieutenant General Michael Flynn dropped like a hot rock. He had a legal team before that. They were monkeying around in the shallows, not doing diddly. She came in, and in a matter of weeks, she had charges against Michael Flynn dropped. So she is an outstanding attorney. She says in the soundbite, I didn't preserve it and include it in the list, but she said, I never say anything unless I can prove that I'm right. And I believe her. She is a woman of integrity and character. Now, she's talking.
Please note, so Christian radio, and this was not just American Family Radio, there are Christians everywhere, and Republicans, Sidney Powell, a woman of integrity, a woman of truth, a woman that we should believe, a woman we should listen to, she has the evidence. Release the Kraken, she's going to show that Trump was actually elected, and those evil Democrats overturn the election. Oh, this is an evil conspiracy, Satan is out to get us, we're going to stand up for this, because Trump is our savior. Okay, maybe a little bit hyperbole. That's what it sounded like to me. Just remember, Trump's attorney, Sidney Powell, has pled guilty in Georgia election subversion case. Please note, she has pleaded guilty Thursday to 6 misdemeanors, 6 counts of conspiracy to commit intentional interference with performance of election duties. So she's pled guilty. And she's going to possibly testify against Trump. Oh, but everything she said, I was supposed to believe. I was supposed to take as gospel. And I was the one saying, nope, not going to believe her. Not going to trust this. And, well, I want to go back to my email box and email every single person who said trash to me going, where's that apology? Oh, I'm not going to get an apology, am I? Because Christians just like to make accusations and attack people and never be held accountable for what they do. You know, hey, we've all been wrong. I've made a million mistakes. I've made a zillion mistakes in my life. If you knew my thinking and my desires, you would be like, he shouldn't even be claiming to be a Christian. And I would be, you're so right. Thank God I'm saved by grace. So I understand Christians make mistakes. Christians mess up. But we can acknowledge that we're not perfect and strive to do better. We can't fix the past and we don't have to go relive the past. But we can always try to do better moving forward. But it's just like very few when all of this stuff started coming out about the Dominion voting systems and then Fox News was being sued for like $1 billion and then they settled out of court and because they had no evidence to prove all the claims that they had made and they had emails were coming out that the host off the air was acknowledging that the things that were saying on the air wasn't true. Where were all the Christians who kept saying, listen to Fox News, listen to Fox News, listen to Fox News? They just admitted that they lied. But no, 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 no. Why? Because you can, listen, you got to stop this nonsense of how we supposedly process and get our news as Christians. Let's see what else was going on back in 2021. Here we go.
Talking about these.
She's a woman of integrity and character. She's an amazing attorney. Now sit back, because he's going to rock your world with words of Sidney Powell about voter fraud. Oh, we've got to listen to this, because I mean, this is Christian radio. I mean, if you're going to tune anywhere to get the truth, right? I mean, you would turn into Christian radio because they're operating under a biblical mandate, right? That biblical mandate would be do not bear false witness, put away lying, and speak the truth, right? I mean, it's Christian radio, correct? Let's go back and relive this. Okay, trust me, I remember hearing this as I was driving here to the church. I'll never forget this. I can probably go back and find the spot on the road where I heard this. And I all right, let's just continue.
Dominion machines that were used to count votes. This is an electronic machine to count votes. And she's telling us what they discovered in their election lawsuits against the fraud that they believe has been perpetrated against the Donald Trump campaign. So let's just go through these in sequence. And I just want to say, I believe her. I whatever I credibility I have to offer, I will vouch for what I know about this woman. Here's clip number one.
I want to get your take on what you report, what you and I spoke about just a few minutes ago, and that is a gentleman named Peter Neffinger. Tell me how he fits into all of this.
And before we hear that, if you don't recognize the voice of that woman talking right there, that's from Fox News. Keep that in mind. So you have Fox News. Keep that in mind. We have Sidney Powell, and we have Christian radio. And there's the unholy trinity. Sidney Powell, Fox News, and Christian radio. The unholy trinity. And how this becomes an unholy trinity is because the one organization, I don't care, Fox News can say lies all day. I don't know why Christians ever believed them in the first place, but that's okay. All right. But Christian, out of all of that unholy trinity, it should be Christian radio that should be like, no, guys, stop. We are not going to put forth ideas that this information is true until there's absolute evidence that it's not. Now remember, Fox News gets sued for $1 billion, settles out of court for $750 million. They have to acknowledge, like, we didn't get all this right. We didn't get all this information right. They knew they were going to lose in a serious way. And they still got Smartmatic suing them. And then all the information that came out in the depositions, it was, look, Fox News, anyone who's ever believed Fox News, you should take it going, man, I wasn't being told the truth. They knew off camera that many of the claims they were making on camera weren't true, and they continue to make them, and you believe that. That should humiliate you. That should make you angry. That should bother you. But for me, look, I don't know why people are trusting Fox News in the first place, right? I don't know why. I don't understand why Christian. When you saw what was happening, you had to go, something's just not right here. Every other organization in the world's like, we're not so sure about these claims. We're not so sure. They should have given you pause going, maybe I need to check information from multiple sources before I believe Fox News. No, your holy trinity of news should not be Fox News, Newsmax, and Alex Jones. That should not be where you're getting your news from. But I can't help Christians who go down this dark, conspiratorial, messed up path of misinformation and disinformation. So, but when you look back at it, it's just bizarre. Fox News loses their lawsuit. They've got others coming. They have proven the lack of credibility. Sidney Powell pleaded guilty, so her credibility is shot. Some people think she should be disbarred completely. We can get into all of that. But guess what? Christian radio is the one thing that I'm concerned about. I'm concerned about all of society not being understand that the truth is not left, nor is it right. The truth is the truth, and the truth should be told whether it offends left or right. You got to stop with this left-right paradigm, this left-right way of thinking, this Republican-Democrat way of thinking. We need people who think, I don't care about left or right. I don't care about Republican or Democrat. What I care about is truth, logic, reason. facts. That's what we should care about. Now, I don't know how to fix it in the world, but within the church, it should be simple. Stop bearing false witness. Put away lies and speaking the truth. It should be them. This should be like, it shouldn't even be difficult communicating to Christians like this. But so many people emailed me during this time when I was speaking out against it, and they attacked me over and over and over, or they would try to send me information. And I'm like, where are you getting this information from? This is fraudulent information. And whenever you say that, like, no, I'm not going to listen to CNN. I'm not going to listen. That's fake news. Well, you lived in the world of fake news while you're accusing everyone else of fake news. Because now, slowly but surely, all the truth has come to light. All right, now, I don't expect Fox News to be operating under the idea of don't bear false witness, put away lying and speak the truth. I don't expect Fox News. I don't expect the world to care at all about honesty, truth, or integrity. Why would I? Okay, but Christians on Christian radio, you think that they would care about speaking the truth, put away lying, and not bearing false witness. And remember, this is being aired on Christian radio. Just keep that in mind. This is what, because people want to argue, I'm not making any argument about Fox News. If that's Fox News, whatever you want to, you know, whatever news source that you think is the one everyone should watch, I'm not here to argue about that. I just know that as Christians, we have the following responsibility. Do not bear false witness, put away lying, and speak the truth. That we should love the truth, pursue the truth, desire the truth, defend the truth, and expose lies. That is what we should be doing as Christians, all right? So let's hear this.
Yes, well, he is listed as its former Admiral Peter Neffinger, or retired Admiral Peter Neffinger. He is president and on the board of directors of Smartmatic. And it just so happens he's on Mr. Biden's presidential transition team that's going to be non-existent because we're fixing to overturn the results of the election in multiple states. And President Trump won by not just hundreds of thousands of votes, but by millions of votes that were shifted by this software that was designed expressly for that purpose.
So the Smartmatic software in these Dominion machines was designed for the express purpose of cheating in the vote count in elections. It was first used to elect Hugo Chavez in Venezuela by overwhelming majorities. All right, let's go to clip number.
Now, there's so much misinformation just right there that we could take all of that apart. If you go back through our archives, we discussed a lot of this. We even played an interview with the person who created the Smartmatic software going, this is all lies. This is all made up. This is all nonsense. Okay, Smartmatic has filed lawsuits against all of this false information and defamation lawsuits. They're billions of dollars worth of lawsuits. It's a big situation that is still currently being, you know, going through the court system. But listen, here's some of the information that's come forth that I said that we would talk about. This was yesterday. Dominion Voting sues Fox News for $1.6 billion over 2020 election claims. Dominion Voting Systems filed a $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit against Fox News on Friday, arguing the cable news giant, in an effort to boost faltering ratings, falsely claimed that the voting company had rigged the 2020 election. The lawsuit is a part of a growing body of legal action filed by the voting company and other targets of misleading, false, and bizarre claims spread by President Donald Trump and his allies in the aftermath of Trump's election loss to Joe Biden. Those claims helped spur on rioters who stormed the U.S. Capitol on January the 6th and a violent siege that left five people dead, including a police officer. The siege led to Trump's historic second impeachment. Dominion argues that Fox News, which amplified inaccurate assertions that Dominion altered votes, sold a false story of election fraud in order to serve its own commercial purposes, severely injuring Dominion in the process, according to a copy of the lawsuit obtained by the Associated Press. The truth matters. Lies have consequences, the lawsuit said. If this case does not raise to the level of defamation by a broadcaster, then nothing does. All right. And then they go through talking about a lot of these situations. Now, remember, we can jump forward. Fox, they had to settle. They didn't have the evidence to prove all their claims about the Dominion voting systems and the Smartmatic software. They did not have any information because it was all lies. Fox made the garbage up and sold it to people to make money and get ratings. And Christians ate it up. And then whenever you try to tell Christians this isn't true, no, you're a liar. Fake news. Satan has blinded you. No, you're out of your absolute mind is the problem. And Christian radio was putting forth this concept, putting forth this idea. Now, what's fascinating is once Dominion and Smartmatic started suing, boom, 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 this very program, Focal Point, this very program on American Family Radio, silently, without no explanation, boom, was removed from the air and the archives was deleted. That program and those archives no longer exist on American Family Radio. I wonder why. Because Smartmatic and Dominion was going after everyone. Newsmax had to offer a retraction because they're still facing lawsuits. These lawsuits are not done. And what I believe, I wish Dominion and Smartmatic would go after American Family Radio for all the lies they told. You can't do that. And as a Christian organization, you're not supposed to be bearing false witness and reporting lies. Let's continue. And again, Sidney Powell, all the evidence she supposedly had that was going to overturn the election, she never produced, and now she's pled guilty for her involvement in trying to overturn the election. That should make you mad. If you vote, you should be mad that the Republicans were the one trying to overturn the election. It was the Republicans who were the one trying to change the outcome of what the American people actually voted. That should bother you if you vote. So people are getting sued now for billions of dollars. Why are they getting sued? Because they made up false stories. And Christian radio was right there going, yeah, let us spread this. Oh, you know, we're gonna take a stand for truth, never bothering to go, wait a minute. A lot of claims are being made here. We need to verify. We need to double check, because we have a moral responsibility before God to not bear false witness, to speak the truth and put away lying. That's the Christian standard is higher than the standard of any journalist or of any media company in the world. We have the standard of God. Now, we are not always going to follow that correctly, and we're going to sin. And yes, there's forgiveness, but there needs to be acknowledgement of what Christian radio did and repentance. And speaking of Sidney Powell, oh boy, this is an interesting development. Sidney Powell argues in a new court filing that no reasonable people would believe her election fraud claims. Right-wing lawyer Sidney Powell is claiming in a new court filing that reasonable people wouldn't have believed as fact her assertions of fraud after the 2020 presidential election. The election infrastructure company, Dominion Voting System, sued Powell for defamation after she pushed lawsuits and made appearances in conservative media on behalf of then-President Donald Trump to sow doubt about the 2020 election results. Dominion claims that Powell knew her election fraud accusations were false and hurtful to the company. In a new court filing, Powell's attorney writes that she was sharing her opinion and that the public could reach their own conclusions about whether votes were changed by election machines. Given the highly charged and political context of the statements, it is clear that Powell was describing the facts on which she based the lawsuit she filed in support of President Trump, Powell's defense lawyers wrote in a court filing on Monday. And indeed, plaintiffs themselves characterized the statements at issue as wild accusations and outlandish claims. They're repeatedly labeled inherently improbable and even impossible. Such characterizations of the allegedly defamatory statements further support defendants' positions that reasonable people would not accept such statements as fact, but view them only as claims that await testing by the court through adversary process. In other words, she threw everyone under the bus who believed her. Hey, no reasonable person would understood what I was saying as being actual. No reasonable person. Well, the reasonable people are the unreasonable people just happen to make up a lot of people who go to church. Make up a lot of people who watch Fox News, who make up a lot of people who don't seem to connect, who don't seem to possess the ability to listen to news from multiple sources and understand verification, understanding the difference between, secondary source, third source, primary source, understanding basic concepts of logic, logical fallacies, reason. No. They throw you under the bus for believing the nonsense. And now, here we go, 2023, she now pleads guilty in Georgia election subversion case. She pleads guilty. It just has one piece of evidence after another piece of evidence after another piece of evidence shows that the whole Trump won the election by millions of votes and it was stolen. The whole thing was a lie put forth by conservative media that Christians eat up like they're, a drug addict needing another fix. And I hate to say it, and they have taken that and it's been put forth by people sitting in church right next to you. Now, I got no problem with Christians who say, hey, you know what? I did get caught up in this. You know what? I didn't think I made a mistake and I was wrong. Hey, join me. I may not have been wrong in that area, but I got about 900 other areas that I've been wrong in, and I've committed 9,000 other sins. So you're still probably more spiritual than I am, but just be willing to be humbled and broken and humiliated by how wrong you got all of this. And maybe moving forward, you'll do a better job and not being so isolated to one ideological point of view that you're not willing to hear the reality around you. You can't live within a little bubble. You can't be controlled by an algorithm that only lets you see what you want to see. In other words, no reasonable person should have believed this. They should have just heard that these are just opinions being offered up, and no reasonable person should believe them until, more evidence came forth. Well, guess what? A lot of Christians, I guess, were not reasonable people because they bought into it. And please note, this is very important. Sidney Powell is not fighting this in court by saying, no, I have proof. I have proof that the Dominion software did this. No. She's now backing up going, no. I was just making these claims. These are just opinions. I wasn't asserting fact. I was asserting opinion that needed to be tried in court. Well, guess what? It wasn't going to be tried in court. It was all lies. And now you're trying to be held accountable. And now you're trying to back up and say, wait. No reasonable person would have believed anything I said. I'm telling you. Christian radio. Now, listen, maybe we should just acknowledge that Christian radio is not made up of, I don't know, reasonable people. But is American Family Radio going to issue an apology? Is American Family Radio going to repent of the lies that they aired? That clip that I just played for you, and it goes on for another 33 minutes. This clip that I have loaded right here in my software, I just downloaded it from the American Family Radio website. So it's still there. And there are programs after programs after programs where they continued with this narrative week after week after week. The election was stolen. The election was stolen. The Smartmatic software, Dominion voting systems, they changed votes. They were designed to do this. The same claim is made over and over and over and over again. And Christians were out there spreading this stuff all over social media. Pastors were promoting this nonsense from the pulpit. And to make it even worse, when I came here, turned on this microphone to say this, stop this, that you stop, you've got to stop this. I was attacked that I didn't know what I was talking about and that I was the fool. And all the people who emailed me, none of them have emailed me back to issue an apology, a retraction, or anything. Because Christians won't take responsibility. So you can, this is just the way it works. You can stand behind the pulpit, sit behind microphones in Christian radio studios and lie, and that's perfectly okay. But then those same people will turn around and say, oh, that person over there, oh, no, they shouldn't be speaking, they shouldn't be speaking. How about you look at yourself? The Christian radio world promoted this nonsense. And nobody wants to take responsibility for what they have done. American Family Radio should issue a full-blown retraction and have all of these lies removed. You know what they should do? They shouldn't have the lies removed. What they should do is at the beginning of every one of these digital files that are now available for download, and you can go back and listen to these past programs, it should state, we were wrong in this program. We made lies in this program. You're about to hear over the next 55 minutes, or how long the file is, this claim, which we can no longer support, which we can no longer prove, and we did not follow the biblical command to not bear false witness. They should leave it there as a warning and a lesson to all Christians not to do this kind of thing. But no, we've already moved on, because now it's just, time. It's now we're going to, just move on and just continue attacking, the bad liberals. Well, you can run around attacking the bad liberals. How about the lying Christian conservatives? Yeah, you want to attack the liberals. How about the lies Christian conservatives told and promoted? People are being sued now. And there's going to be some major consequences to everything that happened. Here's another. There's all kinds of stories here. Fox News sued by Dominion in $1.6 billion defamation case that could set new guardrails for broadcasters. Well, if it's going to set new guardrails for broadcasters, is it going to set new guardrails for broadcasters on Christian radio? I doubt it will. And sadly, Fox losing that they had to settle and pay $750 million, it did not create any guardrails. There was an expectation that maybe everyone in the media, everyone would go, whoa, we need to be more careful. I don't think it created any guardrails. Clearly, American Family Radio, it didn't create any guardrails. Newsmax had to issue a retraction that they aired. Fox News had to make they made a couple of statements here or there. Nothing major. But Christian radio absolutely did nothing. That's just that program just was whoop, gone. No more. That person that we were listening to just went away, just disappeared from the face of the earth. And it's like they were like, okay, all right, everyone keep it on the down low. We never said those things. But yeah. But let's listen to a little bit more. I don't know if I play any more of the audio. I was hoping I played more of the audio. Let's hope I go back to some of it. Dominion Voting System on Friday filed a $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit against Fox News, alleging that the network purposefully aired false claims about the company's role in the 2020 presidential election in order to boost ratings. It's the latest in a series of legal actions that experts say could force broadcasters to exhort more caution in an area when prominent newsmakers, in the case a cast of characters that included some of former President Donald Trump's top allies, have been increasingly willing to spread disinformation. Again, I don't care if the world's spreading disinformation. I care when the church is spreading disinformation. I care when Christians are spreading disinformation. I care when Christians are spreading disinformation in the name of Christ, claiming that what they're doing is some kind of ministry to bring people to Christ. In the suit, defamation argues that Fox had several of its on-air personalities elevated conspiracy theories about the voting company rigging the 2020 election and allowed falsehoods by their guests to go unchecked, including a wild claim that the company's machines were manufactured in Venezuela to rig elections for the dictator Hugo Chavez, and that the Dominion's algorithm manipulated votes so that the Trump would lose. Now, please note, you just heard that claim right there on Christian radio. They made that exact same claim. Fox engaged in this knowing and reckless propagation of these enormous falsehoods in order to profit off these lies. And please note, Christian Radio was borrowing from Fox News. They were taking the programs from Fox News and then airing the clips on Christian Radio saying, we believe this. We believe this to be true. Dominion filed the lawsuit in Delaware, where both Dominion and Fox are incorporated. A Smartmatic, another voting technology company, filed a $2.7 billion lawsuit in February against Fox News and several of its most prominent commentators. All right. And then the chief executive for Smartmatic, which I played an interview with him, called this a disinformation campaign about the presidential election. Fox, which has filed 4 motions to dismiss the Smartmatic lawsuit, said in response to the Dominion lawsuit that it is proud of our 2020 election coverage, which stands in the highest tradition of American journalism, and that it would vigorously defend against this baseless lawsuit in court. They so vigorously defended it that they settled for $750 million. They couldn't vigorously defend anything because it was all lies. They maintained no journalistic integrity and followed no principles. They did not. And it was Christian sitting there, you know, while they're eating supper, watching some Fox News. I got to get the truth because those liberals out there are liars. I got to eat me some more Fox News because I got the truth. Whatever. Yeah, your news channel that you act like was the bastion of truth paid $750 million for the lies that they sold you, that they used you, knowing that you would pay attention because they were telling you what you wanted to hear, that Trump won and that this was a grand conspiracy to take the election away from Trump. That's what you wanted to hear. They gave you what you wanted to hear. And guess what? You got them the ratings. They got the advertising dollars. So they made a calculated decision. Let's, instead of paying $1 billion, let's pay $750 million. We'll save ourselves a little bit of money and then we'll just come up with some new lies to sell the Fox viewers, because they'll keep watching us because they're loyal. And even if they leave us, well, they're going to go to Newsmax or somewhere else, but they'll come back. Sooner or later, they'll come back. But they're not going to go get news from any other counter programming that would offer a different perspective, because, hey, we know that they would not do that. Dominion had already filed an election-related The page that I'm looking at is reloading. I hate when the pages do that. Dominion had already filed election-related defamation lawsuits against Trump-affiliated attorney Sidney Powell, Rudy Giuliani, as well as MyPillow chief executive Mike Lindell. Dominion attorney said that Fox took a small flame and turned it into a raging fire by amplifying false statements about the election and Dominion, and that the media company did so with reckless disregard for the truth, alluding to the highest legal standard that the courts have maintained for prominent figures suing for defamation. And this, if this case doesn't rise to the level of defamation by a broadcaster, then nothing else does. All right. And so they go on and give more information, but they talk here about how, you know, what could this mean? Let's see here. A listener just posted this. At the same time that while all of this is going on, they will scream a persecution if they get sued. I've listened to American Family Radio in the past, and it struck me as being a Christian version of conservative radio. I doubt they will apologize or change anything. And that's correct. American Family Radio, if they were to be sued, would claim persecution. That's exactly what they would do. If Dominion or Smartmatic goes after any Christian organization, we're being persecuted. No, you're not being persecuted. You're being prosecuted for bearing false witness, lying, and defaming the reputation of these companies, costing them millions, if not billions of dollars, possibly ending their business because you wanted to promote a lie because you cared about Donald Trump more than you cared about truth. And American Family Radio has to be held accountable for this. I'm one person, but I'm telling you, I'm watching these lawsuits. I've already tried to contact Dominion, and I've already tried to contact Smartmatic to tell them that American Family Radio needs to be included in their lawsuits. Now, I don't know if anyone's listening to me there. American Family Radio will not even respond to my emails. They because I'm a nobody. They ignore me all day long. They could care less what I have to say because I've emailed them countless times over these lies and they won't listen. And it's just like, what do you have to do? You're a Christian minister. Now, if I email them and tell them I want to give them $50,000, I bet you I'll get an email back really, really quick. But when you say, hey, you've been promoting lies on your network, no, then all of a sudden I don't count. If I want to give them money, I bet you I will count really, 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 really quick. I bet you I will count all of a sudden immediately, which is just wrong. And the whole thing drives me crazy. Because Christians kept spreading these lies and you could not wake a Christian up. You tried to tell them this is just not, I don't know if this is accurate. I don't know if this is accurate. People sent me, I can't even tell you how many emails I got. Look at this graph and look at this and look at, this is when the voting dump occurred and this is when the software and just all of these claims. And no matter when I would try to say, you know, you need to stop, you need to take three steps back. We need to do further research. We need to find out what the truth is. And I said from the very beginning, if you can prove voter fraud, then we need to prove it. And everyone involved in it needs to be held accountable. They need to be prosecuted to the full extent of the law because we want the truth. I don't care. I don't care about political parties. If Donald Trump won, whether I agree or disagree, then he should be president. But if he did not win and you claim that he did and that the election was rigged and that's not true, then you need to repent and apologize for that nonsense. You need to be on social media telling everyone about this. And again, the reason I'm being so dogmatic about this, because you may be saying, well, wait a minute, you've got to see how this all plays in court. You could be right. And most circumstances, I would say we probably need to wait. But it's because Sidney Powell, the way she's defending herself is not, oh, I've got the proof. She's not defending herself that she's got the proof. Sidney Powell is saying no reasonable person would have taken me serious. Well, that means all the proof she claims to have, she doesn't have. Which means everyone involved in this misinformation campaign is guilty. So we'll see how this plays out. I hope Fox News gets sued into oblivion. I hope they go after Newsmax. I hope they OAN, whatever the other one is. I always forget what it is. And every other media source that spread those lies. And if it was lies, look, I don't care if it's lies from the left or lies from the right. The news media, they need to establish guardrails with this stuff doesn't happen again. And I sent this to my daughter. I have a picture of Sidney Powell with a quote saying, hey, no reasonable person would have taken any of my claims serious. And then underneath the picture, OANN. Thank you. OANN. One American news network, or I think, or something along those lines, I think is what it's referred to. I've watched it a little bit. I've watched Newsmax more than one OANN, but both of them, these lies were just being spread. But I sent this photograph to my daughter. Again, Sidney Powell at the front, top, with saying, hey, no reasonable person would take any of my claims seriously. And then underneath that picture, I have a picture of the Capitol being stormed by Trump supporters. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. No reasonable person would have taken your claim serious. But there's a lot of unreasonable people out there who not only took your claim serious, thought that they had to stop the steal. They had to stop the election from being stolen because they had to fight, I guess, take it, you know, physically to fight because, you know, they could not because of the Dominion voting systems and Smartmatic changed these votes. And we've got to stop the steal. Yeah. Unreasonable people listen to you. Unreasonable people listen to all the claims. And as a result, something horrible and tragic took place. But even if nothing horrible and tragic took place, now I know American Family Radio has also tried to say that no Trump supporters stormed the Capitol. It was all Antifa and everyone else. So, I mean, American Family Radio, just if the truth showed up at the studio for American Family Radio, they wouldn't even recognize it and probably call security to have it removed because it would like, what, who? This is some alien concept. We're not familiar with this idea of truth, but we're a Christian radio network trying to win people to Jesus. I'm sorry. American Family Radio is an absolute joke. You're an embarrassment. You're a joke, and nobody should give you a dime. And I don't even have words for how upset all of this makes me. And again, I could continue to play. I'll play just a few more minutes of this so that you can hear this. But I wanted to at least get here this morning and talk about this. I'm sorry. I know I was off to kind of a rough start there. But hopefully, this will wake a lot of Christians up. I mean, look, Sidney Powell has abandoned you. All right. And Sidney Powell was the person. Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell, they have abandoned you. Now they're worried about defending themselves. Now they're worried about protecting themselves. They're not down with the cause anymore. They're not ready to go to jail for this. They're going to make a claim, and they're making a claim. Hey, we were just out there citing opinion. That these opinions had to go to court before they could be proven, and no reasonable person would have taken them as fact. So that they are throwing all of you under the bus, those who believe this and spread this. And so you should feel betrayed, and you should feel embarrassed, and you should feel shame, and you should feel bad that you were bearing false witness, you were spreading lies, and you should repent of it. Now, you should be forgiven, obviously, because the blood of Jesus Christ is sufficient to cleanse us from all of our sin. You should be forgiven. I'm not saying that you should be branded, but you need to accept responsibility. And in fact, that Christians will not. I heard some of these claims being made during sermons from churches in the United States of America. Where are the pastors going to stand up behind the pulpit and say, "I was wrong, everyone. I apologize. I misled you. I did not speak the truth from the pulpit." No, you are literally defaming and bearing false witness against people. That's why you cannot do that. So I'm going to play a little bit more of this. There's really not a lot I can say. It's just so frustrating that in March we still have to talk about this. This should have never been an issue within Christianity. Let me make it clear. If this was going on in the world, this was just Fox News and conservative media versus Dominion voting system, and Sidney Powell was making all of her claims, I probably wouldn't even give it 5 seconds of time, because that's just the world. The world lives in lies. The world follows the father of lies. I'm not shocked by that, but it is Christians who supposedly believe in a God of truth, that God is true, and that every man is a liar, and that we follow God's standard about speaking the truth and pursuing truth and loving truth. It's the fact that this nonsense was happening within Christianity. And what really bothers me is all of the emails I got basically telling me that I was literally told that I was blinded by Satan, that I could possibly be demon possessed because I couldn't see the truth about the election. And I'm tempted. I am really tempted to go back through my email inbox, find all of these emails. I may have deleted most of them, but I would love to find some of them and email the person back and go, "Hey, would you like to have a conversation today about now what you think today? Would you like to apologize about anything?" Because even Sidney Powell now is saying, "Hey, no reasonable person would have taken what I was saying to be fact." I mean, come on now. She's worried about protecting herself. She should probably be, I think she's still a practicing attorney. She probably should lose her, you know, she should be removed from being an attorney. Maybe you think that's too extreme, but I think maybe there should be consequences about her role as an attorney. I think, let's state it that way. There should be some severe consequences. I'm trying to stop from going too far there, but because I want to be fair, because my emotions can get it caught up here. But I mean, her words led to, I think, are responsible for a lot of the nonsense that occurred. I mean, I don't think that you can get away around it. She became the poster child for all of this. I mean, it was her voice being repeated, her quotes being repeated over and over and over and over, as if she was the person of truth. And listen to how Christian radio talked about her with just such glowing terms. She's a person of integrity and character. She's a person to be believed. She's this powerful attorney. She knows what she's doing. She's going to fix this. She's going to save us from that horrible, you know, Joe Biden. If Trump couldn't save us, she will save Trump, and Trump will in turn save us. I mean, that's basically, I'm not even trying to use hyperbolic language there. That's really pretty, I think, very accurate to what was going on. And is this going to change media in this country? I don't know. Put it this way. I don't think anything is going to change the media in this country. This media is ideologically driven. Everyone has their agenda, and everyone wants to get their point across. And sadly, the truth is not part of that agenda. And that's on the left and on the right. But for crying out loud, should this not wake up the Christian broadcast community, whether it's Christian news, Christian podcasters, Christian radio, pastors? Should this not be a slap in the face going, man, we really messed that up. We really messed that up. I think it should. Let's listen to a little bit more here, just so that you, I mean, this is so, okay. I'm telling you, American Family Radio, I don't really listen much anymore. I had to take a break because, I mean, every day it was like, okay, I'm going to either have a seizure or I'm going to have to start drinking heavily because they're driving me insane. All right, here we go.
Number two, this is Sidney Powell.
The evidence is coming in so fast, I can't even process it all. Millions of Americans have written, I would say, by now, definitely hundreds of thousands have stepped forward with their different experiences of voter fraud. But this is a massive election fraud, and I'm very concerned it involved not only Dominion and its Smartmatic software, but that the software essentially was used by other election machines also. It's the software that was the problem. Even their own manual explains how votes can be wiped away. They can put, it's like drag and drop Trump votes to a separate folder and then delete that folder.
And delete that folder. So drag and drop votes you don't want to keep in the system, you don't want to count. Drop them into a folder, delete that folder, they're gone. Nobody knows they even existed. Let's go to clip number three.
We are collecting evidence now from various whistleblowers that are aware of substantial sums of money being given to family members of state officials who bought the software. I mean, we're talking about $100 million packages for new voting machines suddenly in multiple states. And benefits ranging from financial benefits for family members to sort of what I would call election insurance, because they know that they can win the election if they are using that software. It's really an insidious, corrupt system, and I can't tell you how livid I am with our government for not paying attention to complaints even brought by Democrats, Carolyn Maloney, Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, over the last several years in written letters with expert reports and some documentation of how corrupt this software is, and nobody in our government has paid any attention to it.
Nobody paid any attention to it. That's why Christopher Ray.
Nobody paid any attention to it. Wait, who is president? Who is president for 4 years? Who is president for 4 years? Let me get. Oh, it was Donald Trump. Why wasn't he paying attention to it? Why didn't he do everything he can to get rid of that software and the Dominion voting computer systems prior to the election? Why didn't he? Why wasn't he out there, you know, as soon as he was elected? As soon as he was elected, why wasn't that one of his top 10 priorities, maybe even number 19 of priorities? Hey, everyone, we've got 4 years to the next election, and one of our priorities, we've got to take care of these voting systems because these voting systems are corrupt. They're scandalous. They could get people elected who probably shouldn't be elected. Oh, wait, he wouldn't want to say that right when he was elected, would he? No. He wouldn't want. So maybe he should have waited 2 years. Maybe the second year of his presidential term. Then he could begin to call it into question. But so nobody in the government, well, why wasn't Donald Trump sounding the alarm for 2 years? Why, or 3 years? Why wasn't he sounding the alarm? Why wasn't he actually taking concrete steps to do something? He may have mentioned something in an interview somewhere. I can't say dogmatically. I didn't listen to every interview with Donald Trump. But clearly he wasn't making it a priority. And then all of a sudden, when he loses the election, and it was like, everyone knew these systems, and our government did nothing, including Donald Trump. So why wasn't something, if everyone knew that this thing was fraudulent from the start, then why was no one saying something? Why wasn't concrete steps being taken by the people on the Republican side of the political aisle? Didn't the Republicans have the majority? Didn't they control all branches in the first 2 years of Trump's term? I would have to go back. I believe Republicans controlled everything during the first 2 years of Trump's presidential term. I'm almost positive. I would have to verify that. I know they were pretty close if they did not control everything. So why didn't the Republicans do anything? Would that have called into question some of their elections? I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying it's just crazy that after the fact, we all knew about it in advance and nobody did anything about it. Okay, well, that would include the Republicans.
Hey, head of the FBI, he's got to go. He's got to be out of there. This is completely irresponsible. All right, clip five, Sidney Powell, one more.
He said that there was an unusual patch that was put into the software while it was live, and it's highly unusual to put a patch in there. Is that what you're referring to? Tell me how it's done and how these back doors work.
Okay, that's part of it. They can stick a thumb drive in the machine or upload software to it, even from the internet. They can do it from Germany or Venezuela even. They can remote access anything. They can watch votes in real time. They can shift votes in real time. We've identified mathematically the exact algorithm they used and plan to use from the beginning to modify the votes in this case to make sure Biden won. That's why he said he didn't need your votes now. He would need you later. He was right. I mean, in his demented state, he had no filter, and he was speaking the truth more than once, including when he said he had the largest voter fraud organization ever. Well, it's massive election fraud. It's going to undo the entire election. And they can do anything they want with the votes. They can have the machines not read the signature. They can have the machines not read the down ballot. They can make the machines read and catalog only the Biden votes. It's like drag and drop whatever you want, wherever you want, upload votes.
Yeah.
In fact, we've got math in Michigan and Pennsylvania, I think it is, that all of a sudden hundreds of thousands of votes at a 67% ratio for Biden, 23% for Trump,
yeah,
were uploaded multiple times into the system.
So they can change the vote count on the fly, which may explain some of the hinky stuff that we saw during the vote counting. Remember, in major states, swing states, and in major cities, the vote count mysteriously stopped.
That's what Christian radio sounded like. All of these claims as if actual fact, and Christians were buying it and bringing it all in, and this is the problem, and I don't know how to fix it. And again, let's just remind ourselves, that's 2021, 2023. Former Donald Trump attorney Sidney Powell has pleaded guilty on the Georgia election subversion case one day before her trial was set to start. As part of her guilty plea, Powell is admitting her role in the January 2021 breach of election systems in Coffee County, Georgia, with the help of local GOP officials. A group of Trump supporters accessed and copied information from the county's election systems in hopes to somehow prove that the election was rigged against Trump. She pleaded guilty Thursday to six misdemeanors, six accounts of conspiracy to commit intentional interference with performance of election duties, a significant reduction from the seven felonies she initially faced. Fulton County prosecutors are recommending a sentence of 6 years probation. Powell will also be required to testify at future trials, write an apology letter to the citizens of Georgia, pay nearly $9,000 in restitution and fines, and turn over documents. And we already knew at the time of 2021, she was already defending herself by not saying, "Oh, I've got all of this evidence." No, 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 no. She was like, "No reasonable person would have listened to me." Right then, if you were a Trump supporter, if you should have been like, "Ooh, I think I'm being had here. I think I should take a step back." We have got to find a way within the Christian world to stop the left-right thinking, get back to pursuing truth, rationality, logic, not bearing false witness, put away lies, and speaking the truth. And I don't know what we do moving forward to try to put something out there that tells everyone, hey, here's the situation. Here it is. Whatever the news story is, here's the news story. Ladies and gentlemen, here's how the left is looking at that news story today. Ladies and gentlemen, here is how the right is looking at that news story today. Here are some things to consider about the facts regarding this matter. We almost need a podcast that is dedicated to news not from a left or right paradigm. You know, NR news, not left, not right, just news, but at the same time be willing to acknowledge these other perspectives. Because you take anything that's going on any day, you take whatever the big topic is of the day. You can listen to Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, Michael Savage, Sean Hannity, Fox News, and then you could turn on Al Jazeera, BBC, Sky News. You could be turning on all these different organizations, MSNBC, CNN. That may be from a different perspective. And sometimes you'll have to scratch your head going, wait a minute. Like, these are totally radically different approaches to the same story. We almost need something that will say, here's how everyone on the right is considering this today. Here's everyone on the left today. And here are some facts. The only problem is you're going to end up offending the people on the left and you're going to offend people on the right. So I don't know if that would ever work. But it almost needs to be that someone needs to produce something like that. But that's going to be a lot of work because not only do you have to keep up with what's going on in the world, you got to keep up with how the left is looking at it and how the right is looking at it. But I feel like at some point in life that someone needs to do that. Now, I try to do that here whenever I can. Like when all that was going down, I went against Team Christianity. Christianity was saying all, and I'm like, you're just wrong. You're making this stuff up. These are lies. And well, 2023, slowly but surely, I've been proven to be right. But it's not about me being right. Everyone then should have been able to tell it was not about me being right. The evidence was right there in front of you. So I try to do that because I don't care if I offend the Christian team. I don't care if I offend the liberal team. I don't care. I'm not any allegiance to a team or side. And I don't know how to get Christians to be more that mentality is I don't want my algorithm to be left. I don't want my algorithm to be right. What I want my algorithm to be is to give me perspective from every side so that I can think rationally, logically, and try to determine to the best of my ability the actual facts of what's going on versus the wild accusations, conspiracy theories, and opinions. But we've got a problem, not only in society, we got a problem within the church. And all you have to do is listen to Christians talk about current events. Just listen to them talk. And sometimes you'll just be like, what in the world is wrong with you? All you do is you sound like the talking points of the Republican Party or Fox News. Where do Christians sound like Christians? Now, I've spent 87 minutes taking a trip back. I wanted to move this a little bit forward, but we needed to go back. So over the next couple of days, we may be talking more and more about this. I don't have any good ideas. Like there's a part of me like, well, just you start doing it, right? You just dedicate. But then if I do that, it's the end of Theology Central. And then it would become, you know, I would have to just dedicate to news, 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 news. But someone's got to be dealing with the news aspect of this because we've got a problem. We need something that can just say, here's what we know, ladies and gentlemen. Here are the facts. The end. how this creeps into the church is mind-boggling to me. But it just shows that Christians are just like the people in the world. So maybe it's not so mind-boggling to me. Because the reality is, we're sinners. And guess what we want? We want life to go our way. We want to believe what we want to believe. We want our way. We want our thinking. And we always exalt ourselves and our desires and our wants and our needs above truth and above everything else. So if you are committed and want Republicans or Trump, you're going to only believe the information that you want to hear, and you're going to say anything that you don't like is fake news. And when fake news simply means any news that you disagree with, truth is dead, ladies and gentlemen. Truth is dead. And I don't know how we move forward in a society and even inside church where truth is dead. You can contact me, newsif@yahoo.com. That's newsif@yahoo.com. That's newsif@yahoo.com. We'll definitely be talking about this moving forward. I'm sorry that I wasn't able to get all of this in, but I wanted to take that. Before we can move forward, we needed to go back. So we went back. I don't know how to move forward. I really don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I'm at the end of my rope sometimes with what to do. But the Sidney Powell thing, when I saw it, I've been here. I've been involved in this mess from the very beginning of it. From the very beginning of this. I'll never forget me and my daughter standing, I think in the living room, watching the Trump speech on January the 6th. And when he's like, you gotta have to fight. We can't stand for this. We can't tolerate this. And when, I don't have his exact words in front of me, but when he was basically saying, we can't stand for this and we have to fight or we're not gonna have a country. I remember looking at her and going, so what does he want people to do? Like attack or what does he want? What does he want to do? And she's like, I don't know. I'm like, this is crazy. And then I got in my car, drove to the sanctuary of Victory Baptist Church because I was getting ready to broadcast. And then all of a sudden, the Capitol is being stormed. And I'm like, well, I guess that's what his followers thought he wanted them to do, to stop the steal, to stop something that was a lie. And Christians bought it, believed it, and spread it. Including Christian radio. We have no corner on the truth. Christians don't have any greater insight, any greater wisdom. Clearly, we don't have any hold onto the truth because we've demonstrated time and time again that we can be just as easily manipulated and deceived as anyone else. newsif@yahoo.com. Thanks for listening. Everyone have a great day. God bless.